We may be in the basketball and hockey playoffs and beginning a baseball season, but tonight is the NFL draft. Pro teams picking the college players they think can cut it. It was once a routine affair. Now it's a big live event on TV, streaming, watch parties across the country. Mike Pesca, host of the daily podcast The Gist on Slate.com and Here and Now sports analyst, will be watching. But Mike, let's dispense with something. The New England Patriots say they won't be. I doubt it, but remind us why.
Oh, the Deflategate fracas. Can we call it a fracas?
Yes.
One of the, there was a recent ruling, which was an overturning of the lower court's ruling that allowed Tom Brady to play last year. Anyway, the Patriots will be losing a pick. And I guess you could say the Patriots are built to withstand this. But on the other hand, the reason they're so good is because they're so good at picking. So it's always a tough thing to lose a pick your balls are not inflated properly.
Yes, there you go. So moving on. So they don't get a pick tonight, but other teams do. Now, I find this excruciating. There's a green room where the players, these young college kids, sweat it out. Will they get picked? What's some of the buzz this year?
I find it excruciating, too, but not for the reason. I don't identify with these guys. They're all going to be millionaires and live their dreams, and if they live their dreams one round later. But when you talked about their draft viewing parties, I mean, I'm happy to be here, Robin, but I politely declined to go to the viewing party. There's so much hope, and there's so much. I mean, I remember when Johnny Manziel, who was one of those kids in the green room, they waited and waited, and then the Browns picked him, and what a glorious day. But it wasn't. Look at what happened to him. Yeah. You know, he's out of football now and facing criminal charges.
Yes.
So the buzz is the first two picks are going to be quarterbacks. It's more than the buzz. Teams moved up and traded their picks. So the LA Rams, yes, the LA Rams are picking first. The Philadelphia Eagles are picking second. And it's probably going to go Jared Goff of Cal first, Carson Wentz of North Dakota State, that college powerhouse, second.
And so quarterbacks are a big buzz. Also, Ohio State.
Yes, Ohio State has been producing great players for a while. I think the best player in the draft is Ezekiel Elliott. He's a running back, but he's a running back. And if you look at all the guys they're saying are going to go first or second or third or fourth, it's a quarterback, it's the defensive end who could pressure the quarterback, and it's the offensive lineman who could stop the defensive end from pressuring the quarterback. In the NFL, everything's about the quarterback. And the running back, although it's a glorious position of yore, has really fallen as an institution on tough times. But Ezekiel Elliott is so good and so fast and so strong and was so good for Ohio State that Dallas, who's picking fourth, who needs a running back, they might nab him. I think whoever gets him will get an exciting, exciting player.
Okay, so there's been so much going on with pro football that we're not going to get into here, but that adds to my tension, the drama of watching, knowing that some of these young kids are going into meat grinders, facing, yes, you might say become millionaires, but also facing concussions and all of that. But I suppose it's worth reminding people, if they are upset about the kid that's not getting picked, Russell Wilson, the quarterback who led the Seahawks to their first Super Bowl title, do I understand he was the 75th pick in 2012?
And Tom Brady was the 199th pick, and Tony Romo wasn't even picked. So there are paths to glory, even if your name isn't called. And to mitigate your angst, remember this. There's a trend of players retiring, and these guys will get, the ones who are being picked tonight, will get a decent enough payday. And they are going into it now knowing all things about head trauma. So it's worth wondering and worrying about the NFL, but I don't think these are the kids who our angst is directed at. I think they have agency. And if they want to walk away from football, they can do so at any point. They're professional now.
Or change it. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com, ahead of tonight's NFL draft. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.